5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Breaking news tonight. Hillary Clinton, the Democrat candidate to be the first woman president of the United States, repeatedly told the FBI she could not recall key details and events related to classified information procedures. This is all to do with her time as Secretary of State, effectively the Foreign Secretary in US parlance, when she used a private server instead of an official server on for her email. The FBI have released various documents of their questions with her. It's been seen as ammunition for the Trump campaign. 39 times she said that she could not recall any briefing or training by the state related to the retention of federal records or handling classified information. The FBI director James Coney has said that at the very least her team were extremely careless. Donald Trump, of course, is stepping up her attacks, questioning whether these emails may have contained the ones that are missing preferential treatment to donors to her family's foundation. Well, how damaging is this for Hillary Clinton? Simon Marks is LBC's US correspondent and joins me now. Simon, good evening.
Hello, Andrew.
This is the one that won't go away, the issue that keeps haunting the presidential ambitions of Hillary Clinton. Why is it so important, Simon?
That is absolutely right. It will not go away. There is no chance now that it's going to go away before November the 8th, election day here. And it's really constraining Hillary Clinton's ability to act. I mean, this is a woman now who has not been able to hold a press conference for nearly 270 days because she knows that the minute that she sits down with reporters, she's going to be peppered on and on and on and on and on again about all of these email revelations. Now, these latest documents are without question damaging to Hillary Clinton. 58 pages released by the FBI. They are the notes that FBI agents took when they sat down with Hillary Clinton a few weeks ago when they were engaged in that investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server and reaching a conclusion about whether or not they should take criminal action against her. They, of course, decided not to take criminal action against her, but they did say that she had been very careless about her handling of email. And at the time, the FBI director James Comey absolutely contradicted many of the things that Hillary Clinton had publicly claimed. What's so damaging about these documents is that, you know, in various areas, I mean, it almost beggars belief. Hillary Clinton telling an FBI agent that she thought that the letter C, when it appeared on these documents, she didn't know that that meant they were classified. She thought it was simply some kind of categorization alphabetically. The fact that the document didn't also have an A and a B on it apparently didn't lead her to realize that that C stood for classified. It's clear now that she used no fewer than 13 separate mobile devices. I don't know how many mobile devices you've used over the last few years, but
just
in my case,
Simon,
it's substantially fewer than 13. And from each of those, she was sending email on that private email server. Also damaging her, the fact that at one point she signed off on a memo to all employees of the State Department warning them not to do exactly what she was doing, namely using a private email server instead of the State Department's government email account. So all of this just opens up a whole raft raft of new questions. And there's one other tantalising claim in this 58-page trove of documents. The FBI, we all thought, had recovered about 15,000 emails that Hillary Clinton had failed to turn over to the State Department from other sources, in other words, from the people who received those emails. Now the FBI says they've got 17,500. That's 2,500 more that we still haven't seen. So those will all be released over time, many of them before the election campaign wraps up in November. Honestly, if Hillary Clinton was up against any other candidate other than Donald Trump, at this point you'd be raising serious questions about her political viability.
And it's interesting, is it not, Simon, that there's a poll now shows her lead has been cut to 2%.
Yes, there's one that may be the beginning of a new trend, Andrew. It may be an outlier of a poll. We've certainly seen that the big bounce that she enjoyed in the polls after the two political conventions here wrapped up has been cut back. In most polls, she's between 5 and 7 points ahead. But I would once again sort of throw an enormous public health warning over all of these polls. The national polls don't really matter in the American presidential election campaign. It's all about the polling in the battleground states, and those are the states where the election will be won or lost, where there are swing voters who sometimes vote Democratic and other times vote Republican. And if we look at the numbers there, she's 6 points ahead in Pennsylvania. She's 2.7 points ahead in Florida. She's nearly 12 points ahead in Colorado. She's 6 points ahead in Wisconsin. In those states, she is still enjoying a comfortable lead, but she's probably not going to have as comfortable a night's sleep tonight as she might have done had this FBI document dump not been made public.
Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent, joining me with the latest on the emails, the issue that could continue to dog Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. Let's